Here we go.
I would like to be known as the Big Aristotle.
And I'm determined to bring a championship to Minnesota.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me?
Oh, ho, ho! Up high, down hard!
Yeah! In your life have you seen anything like that?
I can't believe you're a golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
Don't you ever touch my puck! How do you like that?
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
Well, we're live. I didn't do it.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Good afternoon. Welcome into a Friday edition of The Scoop. Here on KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9, and also on myklgr.com. Well, we have a lot to get to here today. We'll be joined by Dan Slabaugh of On the Prowl coming up at 3:45 to break down the NBA drafts. We'll let you know how we think the Timberwolves did with their draft pick last night. We'll also preview that a little bit in our jump ball. Top headlines coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, want to throw out a teaser for Monday's show. We will be joined by our regular Vikings guest on Monday at, I believe, right around 3:15. So you'll want to be tuned in for that as we will debut our Vikings segment on Monday's show. So don't miss that. And, of course, as always, if you miss an episode of The Scoop or want to look back for some interviews, you can go to myklgr.com/thescoop, the show page for our show, and you can find the podcast link from there to listen to any episodes of our show. Well, why don't we get started here today as we do each and every day by taking a look at our top sports headlines of the day. Jump all time here on The Scoop, and let's take a look at our top sports headlines of the day. First headline of the day, the NBA draft last night, and a lot of speculation about things that could potentially happen with trades, and ended up being not very much action going on. Teams pretty much stayed put for the most part. There were a couple of notable trades that we will talk about as well. And we will talk about the newest member of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Chris Dunn. That will probably be later on in the show as we will talk, as mentioned, at length about the Timberwolves' newest player with Dan Slabaugh. So draft recap coming up later on in the show today. The second round of the Quicken Loans National going on right now, and still a familiar face in the top spot. A couple of old friends are making some noise on the leaderboard as well, so we will talk about those names here as well today. Minnesota Twins starting off a series against one of their biggest kryptonites, that being the New York Yankees. And they are headed to the House of Horrors today, that being Yankee Stadium. We'll let you know just how bad the numbers have been for the Twins against the Yankees since 2006. Also, a member of the Twins was traded today, ending a very frustrating career with the Twins, and we will draw some comparisons to another former Twin who was released by the team, ended up hooking on with another team, and is still making some noise today. So we'll talk about that. The U.S. men's Olympic basketball team being dealt another blow today as LeBron James has decided he will not participate in the Olympics. So we will talk about that as well today. And the NHL draft getting underway tonight. The Minnesota Wild with a few picks, not many, but a few chances to help improve their roster tonight. And we will take a look at the draft order. Also, some notable news from the Wild coming just within the last half hour or so, as Thomas Vanek now will become former Wild player Thomas Vanek, as he was bought out. We'll talk about that as well. So all of those headlines to get to here today. We'll also talk about the Minnesota Lynx, as they have a chance to defend their unbeaten start against the team that they handed their first loss to. So that is coming up as well with What's on Deck. We'll also take a look at what we have for College World Series games. All of that is coming up on today's show, and that is a check of the top headlines here on The Scoop. We are going to take a short break. We'll come back with much more right here on The Scoop.
You're listening to The Scoop.
And that's the bottom line.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Catch The Scoop Monday through Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9.
.317 here on The Scoop, and we're going to start off by taking a look at the Quicken Loans National Leaderboard. John Rahm still holding down the fort. He is at 10 under par, 3 under so far for his round today after a 64 in the opening round. But Vijay Singh and Ernie Els are close in pursuit. Singh is 5 under today after a 68 in the first round. He is 8 under for the tournament. And Ernie Els, 7 under for the tournament, 2 under today after a first round 66. And Vijay Singh already done for the day, so follows his first round 68 with a very impressive 66 to be just 2 shots off the lead. Billy Hurley, the third, currently in second place at 9 under par, 4 under for his round today after an opening round 66. Ricky Fowler, 4 shots back at 3 under par after an opening round 68. And a 68 so far on his round today. Some of the other notables: Keegan Bradley at 4 under par. And just scanning the leaderboard here for some other notable names. Bryson DeChambeau, the putter extraordinaire, at 1 under par for the tournament. Projected cut after the first 2 rounds at even par. So we'll see who ends up being able to make the cut after the first 2 days. And that going on at the Congressional Country Club in Maryland. So there you have it. A look at the leaderboard for the Quicken Loans National. The Minnesota Twins are headed to Yankee Stadium to start off a 3-game series against the Yankees in New York, a place that has not been kind to the Twins in their history. In fact, did a little digging on the numbers, and since 2006, the Twins have played the Yankees to a .317 winning percentage, as they are just 23-52 against the Yankees in 75 games from 2006 to the present time. And that includes just 10-24 in New York. So this has not been a kind place to the Twins throughout the last few years. But even at home, where the Twins just 13-28 against the Yankees at home as well. So we'll see if they can try to turn that around a little bit here with this series, as the Yankees still haven't really put things together this year, still in last place in the American League East. Some other Twins news, that Oswaldo Arcia was traded after being put on waivers, traded to the Tampa Bay Rays today in exchange for a player to be named later or cash. Arcia was hitting .214 with four home runs in 32 games this season, was designated for assignment June 16th, and it will depend on how well he does in Tampa Bay, depending that will factor into the compensation the Twins get for Arcia. Arcia, who is just 25 years old, spent parts of four seasons in the majors with the Twins. He hit 14 home runs as a rookie in 2013 and 20 more, which was second best on the team in 2014, but has not had a good go of it at the plate since then. And he was a part of a couple of walk-off wins for the Twins earlier this season, but just has not gotten regular playing time, and when he has, the numbers have not been good. So the Twins decided it was time to cut ties with Arcia, and we certainly hope that this doesn't have the same effect that the dismissal of David Ortiz had. As taking a look at the numbers for these two, Arcia has played in a career 251 games with 884 at-bats, 40 home runs and 120 RBIs with a .240 batting average, and his OPS was .732. And for David Ortiz, through his first 241 games, or his first four seasons, 10 home runs and 115 RBIs. So Arcia actually was off to a little bit better of a pace than Ortiz was, but Ortiz did have a couple more full seasons that he played. In 2001, 89 games, he hit 18 home runs and had 48 RBIs, hit .234 that year. But then, kind of the most puzzling part about the whole getting rid of David Ortiz was that in 2002, in 125 games, he hit 20 home runs and had 75 RBIs, hit .272 that year. And then after that was let go, was picked up by the Red Sox starting in 2003. And it has been just a steady amount of production for Ortiz since then, as a player that, at least in my mind, certainly deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. So we'll see. I certainly wish Arcia the best of luck. We'll see the Rays later on in the season, so a chance to maybe see Arcia in the opposing uniform, depending on how things pan out for him. But always kind of a bummer to see power hitters such as Arcia be let go, because power is such a precious commodity in Major League Baseball. But we'll see. Stranger things have happened. That first game for the Twins and Yankees series tonight at 7:05. Tommy Malone back from AAA. He will get the start against Masahiro Tanaka. Malone 0-1 on the season. Tanaka at 4-2. Then the middle game on Saturday at 1:05 features Irvin Santana, just 2-7 on the season, against Michael Pineda, who is 3-7 on the year. And the finale on Sunday at 1:05, Tyler Duffy, 2-6 on the season, against Nate Eovaldi, who is 6-4 on the season. After that, the Twins will play three games in Chicago against the White Sox, followed by a six-game homestand to start off the month of July. Already just about at the All-Star break. I can't even believe that. So not a whole lot of time left in the first half of the season. Then, of course, after that, we get to the trade deadline and the non-waiver, the waiver deadline as well. So we'll see if the Twins start to make some moves to try to get some prospects back and salvage what has been a pretty disappointing season so far. We are going to take another break here on The Scoop. We will come back and we are going to talk a little bit about Olympic basketball. That is on the way right after this on The Scoop.
You're listening to The Scoop.
I'll be back.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Your home for Redwood Valley Cardinal Athletics all season long. KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9.
.328 here on The Scoop. Again, we will be joined by Dan Slabaugh at about 3:45. We'll recap the NBA draft, give some thoughts about the pick of Chris Dunn, and we'll take a look at what is next for the Timberwolves as they continue to build up the start of the Tom Thibodeau era for the Wolves. Some related basketball news. As LeBron James confirmed yesterday, he is not going to take part in the Olympics. And when asked why, he cited wanting to just get some rest after a very grueling playoff stretch in which the Cavaliers ended up winning the NBA championship. So the World's the United States roster will be without arguably its best player, but certainly some other well-known names already have committed to playing for the Olympic team. Carmelo Anthony, DeAndre Jordan, Jimmy Butler, Klay Thompson, and Toronto Raptors teammates Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan have committed to playing for the United States at the Summer Games. And Anthony, as well as Lowry and DeRozan, also some recent names that were just added to that list. So still going to be a very, very good team that competes in the Olympics, but a lot of concerns about the conditions in Brazil for these Olympics. So we'll see how the United States does with this team. Thought it was very interesting as well. The story on ESPN.com had a list of the roster the last time LeBron James was not on the U.S. Olympic basketball team, and that was in 2000. The roster was comprised of these players: Sharif Abdur-Rahim, Ray Allen, Vin Baker, Vince Carter, Kevin Garnett, Tim Hardaway, Allen Houston, Jason Kidd, Antonio McDice, Alonzo Mourning, Gary Payton, and Steve Smith. That was a very, very long time ago. Of course, some all-time great names amongst that list: Kevin Garnett, Gary Payton, Jason Kidd, and Alonzo Mourning, among many others. Vince Carter as well. Could just go down the list and just talk about how great those players were. But very, very odd to see how long it's been since LeBron has not been part of the Olympic team. But we will see how that looks this summer again as well. And some other players that have also committed already to playing for the U.S. team this year: Kevin Durant, Paul George, Draymond Green, and DeMarcus Cousins, who are going to be playing as well. Kyrie Irving, not decided as of yet. So, like I said, still going to be a very, very good team. We'll just have to wait and see who all is part of it. We are going to get to another quick break here on The Scoop, but when we come back, we will take a look at the NHL draft. We've got more on the way here on The Scoop.
You're listening to The Scoop.
And that's the bottom line.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9.
.338 here on The Scoop, and it's time for What's on Deck. So we take a look at what we have for sporting events and games going on each day. We'll start off in Major League Baseball, where we've got a few games starting at 6:05 tonight. The Tampa Bay Rays traveling to Baltimore to take on the Orioles. Matt Moore against Yovani Gallardo, the pitching matchup in that game. Then it's the Twins at Yankee Stadium against the Yankees. Tommy Malone will pitch for the Twins against Masahiro Tanaka. The Los Angeles Dodgers taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Nick Tepish against Jameson Taillon, the pitching matchup in that game. Then three games at 6:10. Cleveland's taking on Detroit. Danny Salazar against Jordan Zimmermann. Good pitching matchup in that game. San Diego taking on the Cincinnati Reds. Colin Ray against Cody Reed. The Chicago Cubs continue their series against the Miami Marlins. Kyle Hendricks against Tom Kohler. New York Mets taking on the Atlanta Braves. Steven Motz against Aaron Blair. Boston against Texas. David Price against Nick Martinez. The Toronto Blue Jays taking on the Chicago White Sox. Aaron Sanchez against Carlos Rodon. Washington Nationals against the Milwaukee Brewers. It'll be Max Scherzer against Zach Davies. Houston taking on the Kansas City Royals. Dallas Keuchel against Edison Volquez. Arizona against Colorado. Archie Bradley versus Tyler Anderson, the pitching matchup in that game. Oakland against the Los Angeles Angels. Eric Surkamp against Jared Weaver. St. Louis taking on the Seattle Mariners. Carlos Martinez against Wade LeBlanc. And the Philadelphia Phillies taking on the San Francisco Giants. Zach Eflin against Jake Peavy. To the WNBA, the Phoenix playing at Washington, Chicago at New York. The Los Angeles Sparks taking on the Minnesota Lynx tonight, a matchup of the two unbeaten teams from earlier this week in which the Lynx were able to win by a score of 72-69. So we'll see if the Lynx can make it 14-0 as they host the Sparks once again tonight. Also, Connecticut at Seattle. And to the College World Series, couple of games being played today. Arizona against Oklahoma State, in Arizona with a 3-0 lead in the top of the fourth inning. And later tonight, Coastal Carolina against TCU. Go Horned Frogs. That game at 7 o'clock tonight. And that is a look at what's on deck here on The Scoop. We'll be joined by Dan Slabaugh coming up after a short break. You're listening to The Scoop.
You're listening to The Scoop.
I'll be back.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. For the latest scores, play-by-play, schedules, and more, visit myklgr.com.
It is 3:46 here on The Scoop, and
joined now, as we will be on a weekly basis throughout the course of both the offseason and then the regular season as well, joined by Dan Slabaugh of On the Prowl. Dan, welcome back.
Good to be back. How's it going, Alex? How are you doing today?
Not too bad. The NBA draft last night, and interesting, I think is the right way to put it, as things started off completely on a different foot than everybody else was expecting, with Boston holding on to their pick at number 3, which opened up the opportunity for the Timberwolves to draft point guard Chris Dunn out of Providence. And Dan, I want to first off get your thoughts on the pick. I know both you and I had been hoping that it would have been another player that was drafted at that point. But what are your thoughts the day after about what the Wolves did last night?
Well, last night I was, you know, a bit underwhelmed by the selection. And I was personally hoping the Wolves would either go the route of Dragan Bender, Jamal Murray, or Buddy Hield. And Chris Dunn was my last option, but turns out Chris Dunn slipped to five because Danny Ainge continues to go against the status quo, which is what has made him who he is, so which is, you know, perfectly fine. But, yeah, you know, so, you know, Jalen Brontek at number three caused Chris Dunn to slip to five, so Thibodeau got his guy, and, you know, as you can see on Twitter, Wolves fans were full of emotions. They had no idea what to think at that point, as there were trade rumors flying off the mill. But you know, Chris Dunn is a, you know, he's got good size, and he's, you know, he's gifted athletically, and his wingspan is it's bigger than most, you know, two guards in the NBA. So he's got the size and he's got the length, which makes him such an elite defender, which he, which is one of his gifts and skills that he can utilize right away in the NBA. You know, as far as the, you know, comparisons to Rubio and what this means for Rubio, it doesn't bode well for Rubio. Big picture, I think they can maybe, Sivs is going to try to play Rubio and Dunn together, I think, this next year. But saying that, I do think Thibodeau will continue to shop Rubio on the trade market, because you saw the reports last night that Thibodeau has been shopping Rubio these past few weeks, and I don't think that's going to stop, and I think Thibodeau has got his mindset on something, and you know, he got his guy, and I don't think he would be against bringing Rubio in for this upcoming season, and you know, giving him some competition with Chris Dunn. But I think he's got his guy, and you know, big picture, you know, this probably doesn't bode well for, you know, Rubio fans who, you know, love him in Minnesota. But and last night, Thibodeau's he did state that they could play together, which I think is a possibility for maybe next year or the year after that. But big picture, they're hoping, you know, Chris Dunn turns out, and so they probably can just, you know, let loose of Rubio in the future. That's my best guess here.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out now, as, like you said, they were shopping Rubio last night, and I guess the thing that I found the weirdest was with these trade rumors with Chicago, is that it didn't seem like that was enough for Chicago, both Rubio and Dunn, to get Jimmy Butler back here. Dan, is that kind of what your thought process is as well? Or do you feel like Chicago was asking too much, or do you feel like we were reluctant to give up enough to come away with Butler last night?
Yeah, the problem is you know, with the Butler scenario, Rubio and Dunn isn't probably enough to land the caliber of Jimmy Butler's, you know, the player he is. But and Levine and Dunn, I think the Wolves or Thibodeau would be. But there's been contradictory reports saying, you know, that he would be in favor of trading, you know, Levine and Dunn over to Chicago to bring in Butler. But and then there's, you know, also been reports last night that the Wolves were against trading Levine and putting him as part of the package to get Butler. And there was just a lot of contradictory reports last night, and it had Wolves fans all kind of confused. But, you know, my best guess is that the trade talks last night that were occurring weren't as advanced as people might have thought, and which is so odd because, you know, reporters like Woj and Mark Stein were, you know, tweeting and reporting those you know, statements. And so it, you know, really had the Wolves, you know, all sorts of confused last night. Twitter was a mess. Nobody had no idea what to feel, what to think. You know, yeah, but big picture, I'm not sure how advanced, you know, the talks got. And there were reports that Thibodeau actually called Anthony Towns to you know, get his input on what he thought of a potential Butler trade during all the heat and all the, you know, during the midst of the talk of you know, the trade about, you know, the Butler situation. But you wonder if that had any, you know, you know, influence on the trade, if Towns, you know, was opposed to, you know, letting go of LaVine, and it sounds like he's pretty fond of Chris Dunn. So you got to wonder, in a way, if Karl-Anthony Towns had some influence on the trade falling apart last night with Chicago.
Yeah, that is actually a very good point, is that I hadn't even really thought of, is that, you know, you've got a guy in Thibodeau who comes in, and you've got what is going to be no doubt the franchise player in Karl-Anthony Towns. And I find it very interesting that he already seems to be giving a lot of asking a lot of input of Towns. Like you said, that in this situation in particular, which very likely ended up being the reason that the trade didn't happen. Dan, and for those who have not already taken the opportunity to follow Dan on Twitter, we have a link for you to be able to do that on myklgr.com/thescoop. Give Dan a follow on Twitter. His handle is at Dan Slabaugh, SLAUBAUGH, all one word. Give him a follow, a great follow for Timberwolves access throughout the season. Dan, with the draft wrapped up, is there anything in particular that you are going to be working on for On the Prowl that you wanted to have a chance to mention here to the listeners?
Yeah, so we just published an article today from Alex Berg. He wrote an article about how he is fine with the Chris Dunn pick as long as it doesn't mean Rubio is out. And he was totally fine, you know, selecting Dunn if it means he's backing up Rubio next year. He doesn't want, you know, in the article he states that he's opposed to bringing in a rookie point guard who's going to play 38. He's opposed for starting rookie point guard playing 38 minutes a game for a team who's trying to make the playoffs next year, is what the article is, you know, somewhat focused on. But that's what we have published right now, and I'm sure we'll have some more content as the offseason, you know, progresses and the Wolves round out their team. His free agency period is going to start here pretty soon, and I'm sure the Wolves are going to be pretty active filling the weaknesses they did not fill in during the draft last night. So that's where we are on the prowl, and it should be a very interesting offseason, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to us being able to look a little bit more in depth as we go on some potential free agent targets for the Wolves. But we'll save that, I think, for the next couple of weeks as we are running short on time here for today. But Dan, thanks for joining the Scoop this week. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Hey, thanks, Seth. I appreciate it.
Dan Slabaugh joining from On the Prowl. Be sure to give him a follow again on Twitter, as mentioned, at Dan Slabaugh, SLAUBAUGH. And you can also go to ontheprowlmn.com for all the great content from both Dan and his staff at On the Prowl as well. Winding down on time here for this edition of The Scoop today, and would like to just mention, as the NHL draft is going on this weekend, starting tonight, actually, and the Minnesota Wild with 4 picks in the draft. They pick 15th in the first round and then do not pick again until later rounds in the draft. They have the 106th pick overall in the fourth round and then 2 picks in the seventh round as well. So we will keep an eye on that. We'll let you know who the Wild ended up selecting on Monday's edition of The Scoop. But also one more note from the Wild before we go. Thomas Vanek's contract has been bought out as of today. They bought out the Wild bought out the final year of the three-year $19.5 million contract. So the Wild saved themselves $5 million in cap room for next season, a chance for them to try to add a potential impact player for the team. So the end of the Thomas Vanek era in Minnesota, at least at this point. Well, time to wrap things up.
All aboard! Enough's enough!
Taunting Marty Foster to throw him out, and he's gone.
And he gone.
Fans want an ejection. There he goes.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.
And that's going to do it for today's edition of The Scoop. We'll have the podcast up a little bit later on here this afternoon. Again, a reminder, on Monday we will tease our Vikings guest that will be joining us during the Vikings season. So we'll have our first check-in with the mystery Vikings guest coming up on Monday. Also, we will take a look at how the Wild did in the NHL draft. We'll let you know who they drafted with each of their picks. Maybe if they try to make those four picks turn into more than four, we'll see with that as well. All of that coming up on Monday's show, as well as a recap of everything that happened over the weekend, and lots more, all coming up on Monday's edition of The Scoop. And as always, for more sports, give our website, myklgr.com, a look. We've got a lot of great content on there as well. We'll get you to the top of the hour. You're listening to KLGR Redwood Falls. Have a great weekend.